Because you're part of the deal, cuz. Laid a secret on me, a man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Fire.
That's what that scoundrel's after. I'll tear him limb from limb. I'll beat him. Yeah. Well, man, what a beat.
Will you stop that silly beat business and listen? This will take brains, not brawn.
You better believe it, and I'm loaded with both.
Will you listen?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, while you create a disturbance, I'll rescue Mowgli.
I'm gone, man. Solid gone.
Not yet, Boo!
Hey! There's a bandrone. How did he be like that bandrone? Can you be ready to sabba do the day? To bump the book the day? So bones of a bop bop. Will a reap banana?
Ever do a doy?
Will a lava zini?
Wanga but, will a but,
steeple a booty? Will a ha 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 ha? Get mad, baby.
Hadla,
hadla, hadla, do do do
do do do do do
do do do do
do do do do do
do do do do do do.
There you go. Groovy bit of business there from the Jungle Book. I Want to Be Like You. That was King Louie, which, of course, Louis Prima. Baloo the Bear, Phil Harris. That had to be incredible in the studio. That was from Jungle Book, I Want to Be Like You. Before that, we heard, oh, man, that's just very, very cool just to just check that all out. Man, what a couple cool cats. Before that, we heard David Watts by The Kinks. And I remember that song as a kid. This is hilarious. We were driving around, and it's from The Kinks album, Something Else. I think my brother had it on 8-track. And we're driving around, and this song comes on, David Watts, with the fa-fa-fa-fa-fa. And my sister's boyfriend hated that song so much, he took it out of the 8-track player and flinged it out the window. Guess it struck a nerve, a Kinks tune, David Watts. And what else did we play? Gosh. Man, we had a nice little set there. I'll see if any of it... Oh, what we heard here? I don't even know what that is. Oh, yeah, the Louis Prima thing, the Kinks. Oh, Fred Frith, The Welcome. Grass is green, they're always on the other side. Nice. And we heard the Woolly Bandits doing Just Jealous, and the Delmonas with Jealousy. That catches us all up here. Yeah, today we are showcasing for you the beginning, the first of the seven deadly sins, and that is jealousy and envy, because it's a journey. We're going to get through these seven, and when we're through the seven, it's going to be real cool, real swinging, man. 7 weeks from now, we won't have any of this nasty weather. The political climate in this country, I believe, is going to be a lot better in 7 weeks. Something pretty good's going to happen. I can feel it in your bones. And just that way. See what I got. I should tell you some things here to bring you down now that we're kind of all like excited for the future, sort of kind of. Because remember, it's always darkest right before the dawn, and then it gets dark again. Son of a gun, I hate when that happens. All right. You taking care of a loved one, that can lead to plenty of questions like, my God, what have I done? And this is not my beautiful house. Fortunately, there's a place where you can get answers. Find articles, tips, and tools. Yeah, the tips and tools and experts and fellow caregivers at AARP.org. Caregiving, brought to you by AARP. Man, AARP, they're kind of like one of these like stock. They're like a stalker organization. No matter where you go, it's like, oh man, more spend, more. Where did the AARP get all this power and money? You know, every day it's like, AARP can help you with this. No, thank you. And it's got, hey, AARP can, no, thank you. AARP, no, man. Just how about you just let me do my thing? You're good. You just do that. But man, it's just like, it's kind of like, remember, it's kind of like this whole stalker thing. You remember the whole Qdoba and Chipotle fight? That was like some weird stalker thing. Because wherever there was a Chipotle, wherever there was a Qdoba, a Chipotle would just come right in next to it. The same exact thing. Same exact thing. There'd be a Qdoba around the corner, and then a Chipotle's going to open up. I mean, man, you talk about like, you know, just like a jealousy thing. That's another jealousy thing. You know, oh, you got this. And that's the way somebody comes up with a good idea and someone else is jealous and they want to take it. And they take it and they make a success. Now there's no more Qdobas. I don't think there's any more Qdobas. I don't know. I don't like to eat that stuff anyhow. It's too salty. I don't know what. So it's ever since I think Chipotle got bit up by McDonald's, the same thing would happen with Boston Market. Boston Market used to be pretty good until they got bought out by a big company. Then they got to start saving money. Same with Panera. It's sad. They get a good thing. Somebody gets, hey, they get jealous, or then they want a piece of that action, and they just end up wrecking it. Oh, well. It's best to have your own garden just to eat all your own food. That's the way. Raise your own animals. Live on a farm. There you go. Drink that unpasteurized milk there, Brainiac. Go right on the farm. Just take it right out of the teats. Nothing wrong with that, right? So there was a band. I should tell you about a show here. Show my show. Another show. Underwriting. Here we go. WRCT is supported by the Row House Cinema. There you go. The Row House Cinema is an independent single screen theater, and each week they choose a new movie theme. That's right. They offer concessions, and they are located at 4115 Butler. That's right. For more information, go to rawcinema.com or .com, 412-904-3225. There you be with that. And a shout-out to my guys on the Incline. Klein on the Incline. The Incline guys. Very nice. They sent me a size 3000X. I'll never grow into that. I might use it as a bed sheet. They did send me an Incline t-shirt, which I thought was nice. And an Incline magnet. Something tells me there's stuff missing from their gift shop. Hey, did anybody see that giant t-shirt we ain't real self? I don't know where that went. That's funny. There was a mailer here that said Tozombo on it. I don't know what you're talking about, man. That just goes in today's mail. All right, fine. Anybody see all those kitchen magnets? I don't know where they went. Yep, that's the way to do it, friends. The only way to survive, steal from work. Remember, always be generous with other people's stuff. That's really nice. I appreciate that. Going out on a limb, risking your livelihood. All right, this is a cover version. All right, the original version's kind of nuts. This version's kind of nuts too. There was a band called the Shags, and they were like three sisters, and they went and they recorded this album in the '60s, and Frank Zappa said, it was better than, what did he say? I mentioned it was better than the Beatles. He said it was better than the Beatles, the Shags. And here's a modern hipster version of their song, Philosophy of the World.
Small people want with the big people's car. And the big people want.
nice version. That is Andrew Thorin and Ian Metzler doing their version of the Shags' Philosophy of the World. Surprisingly, the song is just pretty borderline unlistenable, the original version. I'll play a little bit of the original just to show you what these guys had to work with. Okay, this is what these guys had to work with, and this is what they did with it. Hang on, right here. Yep, there you go. That was the original version by the Shags from their album Philosophy of the World, which was known as being one of the wackiest records ever. The three sisters, the Wiggins sisters, their father believed they could be the next big thing. So he bought studio time, bought them guitars and instruments. And Dot Wiggins, I think, is still alive, the woman that wrote the music. And yeah, they thought they went in the studio, and the first thing the engineer, because they paid the engineer up front, he says, you need to get these girls lessons and learn how to tune the guitars. But those guys did a really good job reinterpreting that song, Philosophy of the World. And let's get into more jealousy stuff here. Look at that. It's 12:14 already. I told you about AARP. And Smokey Bear, he has words for you. How about that? Only you can prevent forest fires. So we're doomed. Because we're doomed. Because your ability at preventing forest fires, I got to rely on you to prevent forest fires. I'm not feeling so good about things. Sorry. Yeah, it's all right. So next week is going to be all gluttony. Gluttony. And it's really funny. It's all songs about pigs. Doing the second of the seven deadly sins next week. Today is all jealousy and envy. Next week is gluttony. All songs about pigs and gluttons. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Groovy tune. Les Paul, Mary Ford, Jealousy, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT 88.3.
I'm jealous of the moon that shines above, 'cause it shines upon the one I love. I'm jealous of the birdies in the trees, always singing sweetest melodies. I'm jealous of the pretty flowers too. I miss the kiss they always get from you. Jealous of tick-tock on the shelf, even getting jealous of myself.
Still get jealous when they look at you. I may not show it, but I do. It's more than I can bear when they start to stare, 'cause they think you too good to be true. I still get jealous when we kiss goodnight, unless you hold me extra tight. And dear, I know a secret you didn't know I knew. I still get jealous 'cause it pleases you.
Sunshine, George Clinton, Parliament, Funkadelics, and Company. And we heard Best Coast doing Jealousy. And the Guy Hamper Trio, lovely organ tune. Oh, man, I got to play this one to follow it. That is The first creature is jealousy. Then we heard I Still Get Jealous, Louis Armstrong. And what do we start with? Oh. What do we start with? Les Paul, Mary Ford, Jealous. And here's Jealousy by Quintron. Let's follow that up with this accordion tune real quick. Yeah. So needless to say, today's show, all the different tunes about jealousy. The first of the seven deadly sins. Next week, going to be gluttony. I had a little trouble with gluttony, because gluttony and greed, kind of close. Gluttony is just a lot. Greed is the ugh part. But gluttony is, that's going to be all songs about pigs. Yeah, nothing typifies gluttony more than P-I-G pigs. Let's see here. Yeah. What else is going on? Look at that. Oh, my God. Half an hour to go. So you know what happens now? I start playing songs, and if they don't make the cut, I just lose them. The last half hour is more like musical roulette. But while I got you here, let me tell you about ISID Radio. Is it radio? Oh, I see. Is it radio? Essential and unessential pop music. This is Fridays. Oh, this is the new show. Fridays, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. So there is a show coming up at 1 o'clock. And I bet it won't make the grade. You know, it's a new show. So I guess I got to be out of here right at 1 o'clock. Is it radio? It doesn't say who does it. But it's essential and unessential pop music. Fridays from 1 to 2. So it's a one-hour show. How many people think that's going to last longer than 3 weeks? Every show that's ever followed my show has never lasted that long. You know, they just... I just think there's something about, like, the aura I leave behind. Either that or I should use air freshener. I'm not a big fan of Black Flag. Never really thought they were that great of a band aside from the song TV Party. But they made this big deal about the song called Jealous Again. And I heard it and it's like, yeah. But then this lounge band, Frenchie, does a version of it. Jealous Again, Frenchie.
The evening was approaching, and the sun was almost down, and the people were rushing home from everywhere. And I too was one of them going home after an honest day of work, with the hope to meet and hear the sweet, soft hello I used to know. But instead I heard a siren call roaring in the air, and the ambulance with its blinking light was speeding away. I did not know who was inside the ambulance until I reached the nearest telephone. And the first thing I did, I made the call to my sweetheart's home. Somebody else answered in an unusual low voice, your darling is dying. He took the wrong kind of sleeping pills. By the time I reached the hospital, it was still not too late. I saw my sweetheart lying on a stretcher almost dead. The doctors, nuns, and nurses were standing by, and they tried to do everything to revive her. From time to time, he was able to say, "Don't try to save me. I'm willing to die because my jealous stepmother and her father did not let me marry my darling, whom I love better than my own life."
There you have the jealous stepmother.
After many hours, he was recovering and kept saying to tell everyone, "Do not ever tamper with anybody's life." And the true great love between a boy and a girl, while they are in love.
There you go. Yeah, that's fabulous, isn't it? Some crazy vanity press there. My Jealous Stepmother. Before that, neat tune by Dottie and the Wolfpack with I Ain't Jealous. We heard the Bug Club. Nice Bug Club from the new record, Jealous Boy. And Frenchie started things off with Black Flag's Jealous Again. Now, you don't think jealousy is powerful, right? Because this is the first of the seven deadly sins. This is the reason why I put jealousy first. Jealousy and envy first, because this is why we are in the mess we are in right now. Why? Because Orange Turd, very jealous of Barack Obama. That's been a known fact. Super jealous of the guy. You know, the guy is good looking. He's well loved. He is fit. He has a Nobel Peace Prize. He has everything. He has everything Orange Turd wants. And so that's jealousy and envy. That is the reason. That is the reason why we are in the predicament we are in right now. You know, it's just a jealous, envious, nasty situation that got way out of hand. You know, because that's a problem when you get to like same problem happened with Elvis. Same problem happened once you get so famous and so rich, you have nobody telling you no. You're surrounded by yes men. So whatever you want to do, yes. If you say no, you're fired. That's the downside of it. So when you're getting fabulously wealthy and powerful, you really do self-destruct. And we can only hope by the time these 7 weeks are done, the sun will be shining and it'll be a nicer place. But today, we're muscling. We are muscling today. Next week is all gluttony. So that's next. The second deadly sin is all gluttony. That's next week. Then after that is greed. We're going to do all seven deadly sins right here. Zombo in your brain. And you can get repeats Mondays, 8:30 to 11:30 right here on the station. And you can download all these shows. Zombo.world. You can get all these shows for nothing. I have them all up there for you guys. So there are, I think, the last 5-10 years of radio shows. There you go. More than what you're ever going to want to listen to. We had a lot of fun today. Man, I cannot believe we're coming up on the 1 o'clock. But we are coming up on the 1 o'clock. And should I tell you something else? I should probably owe you one more of these PSAs. All right. Dial 911. That is correct. You have an emergency, dial 911. As if you didn't know that, right? But you can text it. Now, problem with texting is you're going to get autocorrect. So that's the only bad thing about it. So if you're texting something to 911, an autocorrect says, you know, there's, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what it's going to do? Don't gamble. Just call. If there's a problem, call 911. That's probably the, you know, when you think of that, just don't, it says you can text it, but believe. And but you might get blood all over your phone. I don't think it's a good idea to text, especially if what if. Needless to say, I ran out of interesting things to say. Doggone it. Hey, Insanely Jealous, the Soft Boys, Robin Hitchcock's first band, RCT.
She's walking down the street. Me, I'm just invisible, and who or what she walks with makes no difference to me. People that she meets, she turned them into sideshows, and I know if I encountered her, that's what my fate would be. But I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you. The night is black and thick. I wander past your window, and I catch a cigarette thrown from a jewel-encrusted hand. Comes on pretty quick. I'm feeling like a crocodile in search of a mirage across the undulating sand. But I'm insanely jealous of the people that you know. And I'm insanely jealous of the places that you go. And I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you. Kinda why the people wanna meet when all they know is that they'll breed like rabbits in the air. Ordinary people on the street, they never know, but if they can't be mirrors, they'll be friends. And I'm insanely jealous of the spiders in your bath. And I'm insanely jealous of the hairs upon your part. And I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you. I just can't let it out. This feeling of insanity is thicker than a barge upon a shattered heap of coal. I know what it's about, like crying from a nightmare, and the one who sleeps beside you cannot hear to save a soul. But I'm insanely jealous of the people that you see. And I'm insanely jealous of the people that I meet. And I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you. Listen! That we do is just so powerfully strong, they call it love. The damage that we do, it just goes on and on and on, not long and everything is dry upon the cracked and twisted hull. Beneath the yellow sky, the lovers trip beside the ship, but all I hear when they embrace is just the kiss of skulls. And I'm insanely jealous of the things you never said. And I'm insanely jealous of the way that you just pay. And I'm insanely jealous of the things that you believe. And I'm insanely jealous of the stuff you love your sleeve. And I'm insanely jealous of the lies inside your head. And I'm insanely jealous of the sheets upon your bed. Jealous of the mind, I'm insanely jealous of the stuff inside your head.
That was You're So Jealous You Can't Even Speak to Me by the Cavemanish Boys. And we heard Insanely Jealous by the Soft Boys and the Bug Club. What else we hear? We got time for a couple more. Oh my gosh, just here, let's do this quick. Jealous Fella, Soul Tune. I don't even know who does it. Well, no, this is going to go very far. I don't know, maybe he sounds jealous because he's mean. Earl Grant with Jealous. I know I got one more tune. This will work. Earl Grant, Jealous. Yeah. So it's all in your brain. Back next week. This kind of sounds like Alley Cat. RCT Pittsburgh. Remaining in your brain. Nice bit of fun we had today, but just remember, man. There's jealousy and there's envy. Got us in this pickle we're in now, man. One dude's so damn jealous and so envious has to take it out on all of us. Damn it. I hate when that happens. But we'll be back next week with Gluttony. That's right. Songs for your inner pig. All right. One thing I want to do here real quick here. I want to swap this out, get ready for the next show. There we go. Get that rocking. There we go. Time for part. We started off the show with the OJs, Backstabbers, Undisputed Truth, Smiling Faces. It's only fitting. Yeah. Earl Grant Jealous. It's only fitting we end with Don't Be Jealous, the Isley Brothers. Zombo in Nine Brain, RCT. Yeah, no B. RCT, Zombo in your brain, I remain in your brain, RCT.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
The IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention.